Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:05 Tuesday morning. Let's get her done, people. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. You can win a Thanksgiving dinner from Whole Foods Market and tickets to Alice in Winterland. It is a big deal. I love the turkeys and tickets and
yes.
Tickets and turkeys week that we do every year. It's our favorite week of the year because they feed us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a little Thanksgiving dinner early from Whole Foods Market. And you can have them do your whole meal as well. Shop.WholeFoodsMarket.com. Thank you. Whole Foods Market, all week long you can win a pair of tickets to Sold Out Alice in Winterland, starring John Mayer, Maren Morris, and a classic roasted turkey dinner for eight, courtesy of Whole Foods Market. 9 o'clock, noon, 3 and 5, those are your chances to win. Make sure you're here. We'd love to see you at Alice in Winterland, and we'd love to take care of your Thanksgiving for you.
You just keep loving food so very much.
Oh, my God.
It's so,
I'll never stop.
It's impressive.
I will always love food. I will always love food. So we're going to start with Human's favorite girl in the whole wide world.
Oh, who could this? Whoa, I know who this is. It's Stephanie Seymour.
It's not. It's not his current favorite girl in the whole wide world.
It's Rachel.
It's not Rachel.
Oh, God.
That's an awesome
burn
guess,
on Rachel.
Though. Yeah,
it's
sorry,
not,
Rachel.
Hold on, really?
Actually, it's Rachel's favorite girl in the whole wide world, too, which should be a clue for you.
It's Rihanna.
It's not Rihanna.
Here, I'll give you a clue.
Oh, Swifty.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. So I saw this and I went, oh, who would love this?
See the picture Jane posted of her standing next to Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
I didn't. Is it on her Instagram?
It is.
I think it's on Instagram and on Facebook. Taylor Swift is a full head taller than Jane.
Oh, boy.
She's pretty tall.
Huh. Jane's pretty tall.
Yeah, Jane's pretty tall.
Well, Taylor's like, well, probably with heels on, too.
Yeah,
I think Taylor's
true.
Like 5'10". So with
well, I know
on.
Jane is always in the boots, but yeah. Still, I'm looking at the photo going, wow, that is like, she's at least 6 inches taller than Jane.
Hold on, I want to see this picture. I'm looking up Jane on my Instagram right now.
Let's see. Oh, no, Taylor is 5'11".
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Dang.
Well, that explains it.
She should have played ball.
All right, hold on, let me look
and
at
Jane,
this.
And Jane must be, she's about as tall as us, 5'8".
It might be her Instagram story.
I see it. I'm going to like that right now. Look at how cute that is. Yes, Jane is actually saying congratulations on the badass debut week to the awe-inspiring hashtag Taylor Swift. And by the way, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but when Jane puts hearts on her Instagram feed, they're always black hearts. Because she's a goth chick. She wouldn't have the red heart.
Right.
She's very art. She's like super artsy.
Oh, yeah.
She posts pictures of her when she's doing her show and it's just lipstick and boots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure, man. Or like one of her eyes with like overexposed. She's actually
yeah.
really, I like her feed a lot.
Yep. She's excellent.
Jane Picks, J-A-Y-N Picks
mm-hmm.
on Instagram. And we all follow her. So you can, you know, if you follow us, you can find her. All right. So the Taylor Swift song, which I do not believe we listened to the other day.
Yeah, it's not. It wasn't in my top seven.
It's called Gorgeous.
Yeah.
So let's hear a little of this. Did you find the part that has
I do, okay. Yeah. Do you want to start with this?
Yeah, let's start with this.
Can you tell us who this is? We're going
to
play you a sound.
You'll never
let's
be see able if you can figure
out. I can tell. You don't know.
All right.
You ready? It's the voice at the very beginning.
Gorgeous.
Oh, she doesn't. We don't get to hear the voice again?
No, here.
The
I'll play
one
it.
Time?
I'll play right. it one more time. Ready? See if you can figure out who that is. It's tough, huh?
Her niece, Becky. I don't know.
Oh,
I mean.
Oh, I read this. Is it.
You want one more time?
Yeah.
You're not going to get anything from the voice. This is a little kid's voice.
Oh, I read it the other day and I forgot. Is it another music star's kid?
No.
No, it's another star's kid.
It's two famous married people's kid.
It's a power couple.
It is a power
couple.
It's
a guy who likes to dump a lot of chicks, and then he finally settled on one.
Oh, George.
At that level of dumping hot chicks. I'll give you another clue.
Am I right?
No.
He dumped one of the Avengers.
I don't know the Avengers.
Did he dump her or did she dump him?
Oh, he dumped
her. She seems like the dumper. He seems like the dumpy.
All right, who is it?
It's Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively's daughter.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Their daughter, James, is her name.
They named their kid James?
They did.
I love that name.
For a chick?
Girl. Yeah. James? Absolutely.
I'm sure they call her Jimmy, right?
No, you call her James.
Oh, no, you got to call her Jimmy. Little Jimmy. Come here, Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
For a little girl.
Jimmy. If I ever named my kid James, I would totally call that kid Jimmy. You'd have to. It'd be hilarious.
How'd they figure out whose voice that was? Or did they just release it?
Oh, they confirmed that it was Ryan Reynolds.
You know parents, they can never shut up about their kids.
That is true, Vinny. God knows I can't.
Right, Hooman?
Right about that.
I am.
Well, what do you care? You love kids. Don't act like you're not into hearing about people's kids.
Mm.
Anyway.
Well, what's he going to say?
I know.
Screw you and your kids?
He's like, are you kidding me? He takes those kids to movies, always doing things for the disadvantaged youth or the disenfranchised youth or whatever they are. Whatever those youth are.
He doesn't want to stop the hors d'oeuvre train. Got to hang with the kids.
Taylor Swift's sixth studio album came out on Friday. It's already on track to break multiple sales records. According to data from Nielsen Music, which I guess Billboard uses, Reputation sold more than 700,000 copies in its first day available, which puts her on track to sell more than a million records in the record's first week. It also means that after just 1 week on sale, Reputation will probably become the year's best-selling album. As of November 2nd, Ed Sheeran's Divide was 2017's top seller. Big surprise there. It's always in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
It has sold so far, Ed Sheeran's record, 1.29 million albums in all the time it's been out. And Taylor Swift is expected to beat that number in 1 week.
Wow.
Good for her.
They're actually saying it'll probably sell between 1.5 and 2 million copies this first week. And this will also be her fourth record to sell at least a million copies in 1 week. Red, 1989, and Speak Now all did that. Speak Now was 2010. So, congratulations to her. She just announced the upcoming, she's doing a stadium tour. And we have a date.
In May, right?
Yeah, let me see if I can find it. I set that aside. Oh, here it is. May 12th at Levi Stadium.
Is her Nemesis's show tonight?
Katy Perry, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Is she at the SAP Center tonight, Katy Perry?
I believe that's what
I
it
think
was.
So. Yeah. Someone wrote me and said, you going to interview Katy Perry? I was like, not that I know.
Would you like me to send you out tonight, Vinny?
I don't think so.
Let's leave that to Jane. Jane loves to go out at night and do see shows and do things. So it's going to be a 27-date track that starts May 8th in Glendale, Arizona. And then it looks like she's going to announce more dates for the UK, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand. That'll happen, I guess, after October 6th. So congratulations to Taylor Swift. Somebody fell down and went boom.
Is that right?
It's coming.
Are they okay?
No, they're not okay.
They're not.
Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
She took a heart. I didn't get to this yesterday, but it was at the top of my pile of leftovers, so I was like, I should mention this. I hate when people fall down. That sucks, you know? She fell on the stairs at her house.
Ooh.
Her front stairs, too, which I'm going to say they're brick. I'm just going to.
Remember that time you fell into a hole at your house?
Oh, my God.
Tell us about
that. That was a good one.
That wasn't a good one. That was horrible. What a freaking idiot. I mean,
it happened.
Huge, huge hole, and I just, like, forgot it was there. Fell right backwards into it. I'm actually super lucky that all I did was rack my arm up. Anyway, Carrie Underwood, she took a hard fall on the steps outside her house on Friday. She suffered multiple injuries that included a broken wrist. She was treated for cuts and abrasions at the hospital. Her husband, Mike Fisher, rushed back to Nashville to be with her. Her rep said recovery's going to take some time, and she appreciates all the prayers and good wishes. I guess she put some reassuring words on Twitter. She wrote, "Thanks so much for all the well wishes, everybody. I'll be all right. Might just take some time. Glad I've got the best hubby in the world to take care of me."
Who's her husband?
Mike Fisher. Isn't he an NHL
guy? The hockey guy, yeah.
She canceled.
Look, she's still falling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. She's, you know, her house is up really high. Carrie canceled a performance at the Country Rising benefit in Nashville. Fortunately, there were plenty of other big stars there. Jason Aldean was there, Sam Hunt, Dierks Bentley, Chris Stapleton, Little Big Town, Keith Urban. But Carrie, you know, you want to see Carrie. Hmm. Let's see Carrie Underwood.
Was she still falling or is she?
No, she landed. She.
Okay.
Cheap. The worst of it, I guess, is a broken wrist. That sucks.
That does suck.
Mm-hmm. I've got some celebrity real estate news here. I always enjoy this stuff. Usher is selling his insane mansion.
Boy, we haven't heard any of the lawsuits against Usher in a while.
Yeah. I guess we could nickname the house the Herpes Hotel.
Did he pay everybody off? Is that how that went away?
You know, Vinny, that actually sounds likely. Because you're right. We haven't heard
and it
anything.
Left the news cycle.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He is selling his mansion, probably to pay some of these settlements. I don't know. This is in Alpharetta, Georgia. Boy, I should make you guess what it costs. Because this house in Atherton is a $22 million house.
Okay, but in Georgia?
In Georgia, 8,022 square feet, 7 bedrooms, 8.5 bathrooms. It's in an exclusive gated community. Has a gourmet kitchen, covered terrace bar, yoga studio, resort-style master bath, sauna, soaking spa, and rain shower, an ice bath, and a guest house with its own private dance studio. However, the best thing about his estate in Alpharetta, Georgia, is the climate-controlled treehouse.
Wait, it's not the yoga studio?
Is
Just
it
kidding.
The yoga
Who would
studio?
Ever want that? I can't believe he got one of those put in.
Maybe his wife wanted it.
It's the climate-controlled treehouse.
Don't you? If you're going to do yoga, don't you want to go to the yoga class? You don't do that alone in your house.
I don't want to, actually. I don't want to leave.
I don't mind walking down the hall to my
set-up yoga studio where I watch my yoga tape and I do my yoga and then I get into my shower.
I completely disagree.
Trainer comes to the house.
Having that community around you, watching everyone, like everyone's lifting you up, you're lifting
their
them
feet,
up.
Feet, your face, their sweaty butts. Popped up in the air. No, thank you.
You're talking to the two biggest recluses in the world.
Yeah, the two people who won't do it no matter what anyway.
And as soon as this show's over, they hide in their homes until the next day.
Right about that. About it, though.
Please.
God.
I said to Sarah in the break.
We do stuff.
Do you?
Yes.
Walking your dog, running away from the crows doesn't count.
I think it totally counts, you Zat.
I like the walk in the dog story, how it ended on, I was sitting on the bench. I'm like, the dog.
Sure it is.
That is not.
It's a little dog. It takes her a long time to sniff
You're
all the way around the bench.
Down.
She had to walk to the bench to get there. It wasn't like she teleported there. They didn't beam her to the bench. She had to walk. I'm with you, Uzi.
I had to walk to get to the bench.
All right. Fine.
The bench is right in front of the water, and it's so pretty, and I like to sit there and just think about life.
How far from your house is the bench?
I don't know.
Like 450 feet?
Up around.
Two blocks? Is it two blocks?
The bend.
Is it more than two blocks?
It's not two blocks. It's
sure
not even
it
one block. No, it's not.
It's 2.2
miles.
The water's
right behind your house.
What's the story?
Tell the truth. Do you walk right out between the condos across the street from you and right to the bench, which is just on the other side?
It's around the corner from the house.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so I walk her there and I walk back around the house. It's not very far. So what? I'm
really?
A lazy ass, all right?
I don't think that's lazy. That's great. It's a good reason to have a dog. You actually have to leave your house. You guys have missed out, though, on this thing. It's like, you're not here.
Back to the house. Okay, so this is a super beautiful house. It would be $22 million.
Hold on.
I've been listening.
No, it's about the climate-controlled treehouse.
Oh, yeah. Is that indoors or outdoors?
Well, I assume it's in a tree. I mean, it's a treehouse, right?
Yeah.
So they have this, they say, you know, your kids could use it, but it could also be like a killer, like man cave or she shed.
Mm-hmm.
She shed.
Like
the whole house is
she
shedded.
No, you need to have your own special place to go to. So, okay. 8,000
really?
Square foot. Yes, you need to have like your own record.
But all the stuff around us you picked out, the whole place is the she shed.
Yeah, but what I want is a place that's just for me and that I can go there and no one will disturb me. a retreat. Just a little place where I can have my things. You want that too. You know, you have the house,
well,
you share that.
I want
that
because I've got HGTV on in one room and pictures on the wall. I don't even know what they are. That's the whole house is her shed.
I thought you were going to say something else. So he's been trying to sell it for a while.
What city is it in again?
Alpharetta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Where is that, near Atlanta?
Probably.
I'm going to say it's selling for half the price of the Atherton location.
So what do you think?
About $11 million.
Far, far, far too high.
Oh, $6
million. Way less.
$3
million. Way less. 8,000 square foot house with 7 bedrooms. They don't say how big the lot is, but I mean,
$1.8
million.
Wow.
I know.
Well, you know, both of my aunts that lived here in the Bay Area forever sold everything they owned here and moved to Atlanta and bought giant places.
Right.
So that's where they've chosen to retire or whatever. And they've got these big giant houses with big everything.
Sure. Do they
Except
have climate control
there,
tree houses?
No, they don't
though?
Have that. But here's the thing, though. They live there.
Right. That's the thing.
So they got great houses, and if you, you know, like staying in your house, then good for you.
Yep, that is the, right, and it's hot there, too. So, like, in your house is where you are staying, and I'm sure your AC bills are ridiculous. So he bought the property in 1998 for $1.2 million from L.A. Reid and tried to get rid of it in 08 for $1.95, and now has spent another almost 10 years in it.
That is crazy.
He was asking just about $5 million and has now taken it down to $1.8 million. It's almost a steal. I don't have a full...
Most people in the Bay Area have paid that amount for way less than half of what that house has.
Oh, my God, you are not kidding me. Like 1.8 around here, you're like, that's a nice house.
His tree house is 3 levels.
Oh, my God.
You got a picture of that?
Yeah, let's see the tree house.
I'll pull it up.
It's a video. Usher shows Oprah the kid's tree house.
Oh, damn. And it's for the kids. A 3-story treehouse. How many kids does Usher have?
I don't know.
Well, didn't he have a stepkid with that lady he married?
Yes, and didn't he, like, maybe adopted him or something? I can't remember what the story was on that kid.
I have trouble keeping up with that, dude.
I know.
I've only seen 2 kids.
Anyway, he is selling for 1.8. Timbaland has a place in Miami.
You know what's weird? I think about that guy every now and then. For a minute, he was the hottest producer in the biz, and he doesn't seem to be around at all.
You don't hear his name the way you used to, that's for sure. Anyway, he listed his 7-bedroom, 8-bathroom, 10,600-square-foot house back in January. This is in Miami, which is going to be more expensive than Georgia, but not really by much. He couldn't sell the place. He listed it for $5 million. It's humongous. And then he slashed it to 3.39 over the summer. The home is, here's the features. A full game room. Awesome. Formal dining room, theater, wet bar, room-to-room aquarium.
Okay.
Large maid's quarters, 3-car garage, tropical pool area, covered barbecue, a tennis court that you share with a neighbor.
Bogus.
He bought the house for $3.5 million in 2004, and now he's listing it for 3.39. He just lowered the price by a lot.
Oh.
So if he sells it at the new price, he'll be taking a small loss. But he just finalized his divorce. So I wonder if they're selling it because they have to.
Yeah.
Like as part of the settlement.
Well,
that's how it goes, right? This is what a house in Miami looks like compared to the Alpharetta, Georgia. Really, the difference is palm trees.
That's nice, though.
Yeah, it's really nice. Sean Penn, you remember, when was it, 6 months ago, a year ago? Bob Honey, Who Just Do Stuff? He wrote a novel.
No, I've never heard this name
under
before.
Under the pen name Pappy Pariah. And he is going to expand and re-release the story that he once published under the Pappy Pariah pen name. He announced this yesterday. The novel Bob Honey, Who Just Do Stuff is scheduled to be released by... Atria Books, whatever, in March.
What does this have to do with Sean Penn, though?
Sean Penn wrote it.
Oh!
Yeah, Sean Penn will expand and re-release the book that he once published under the name Pappy Pariah. So I guess that the story was originally released October of 2016, about a year ago, I guess. October 2016. It was an audiobook narrated by him. The book tells the story of a middle-aged, divorced, disillusioned man living in a nondescript house on a nondescript street in a place called Woodview, California. The character is described as a man of many trades, sewage specialist, purveyor of pyrotechnics, contract killer for a mysterious government agency that pays in small bills. And he said, "It was soon after I finished narrating the short audio of Bob Honey that I began to feel I'd only scratched the surface of this story I wanted to tell. Expanding that original idea into a fully realized novel has been an exciting challenge." And he thanks his support team. So there you go. If you, I don't know, maybe you heard the Bob Honey Who Just Do Stuff.
I haven't, but yeah. I was
you
thinking.
You like Sean Penn, though.
I love him. He hasn't hit a home run in a while, though.
No, maybe this will be it. It's going to be a full-length novel, and it's due to come out in March of 2018, which is also when the movie of Ready Player One is going to come out.
Do you think he could have been one of these superhero dudes?
Maybe. Like, couldn't he have been Hawkeye? Why is Jeremy Renner any better at
or
shooting
Iron
arrows?
Man or anyone?
I don't
one
know
of
about
the...
Iron Man.
You don't think
don't
he
know.
Could
He's
pull
a little
off?
Shaggy for Iron Man.
Well, I'm sure he could clean up.
Nah.
You don't think?
Yeah, maybe he could. I don't know.
Mm. He doesn't have superhero.
He could have been Deadpool.
Looks.
He doesn't?
I don't think so.
I find him really attractive.
Yeah, I like
yeah,
him.
Yeah, but not that kind of attractive.
Although this morning,
not superhero attractive. Yeah. He's no Captain America. Right.
When I was reading the news this morning, and they were talking about Anthony Edwards' claims
yes.
against some director or whatever, the picture they showed was of Anthony Edwards as one of Sean Penn's friends in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh.
And also, Eric Stoltz was one of the other friends. So
I
I'm
remember
looking
Eric
at this
Stoltz
picture,
being in it, but not
and
Anthony
going,
Edwards. That's funny.
Oh, my God. Three future superstars, or, you know, ish.
Right.
Played the stoner guys in Fast Times.
That's funny. I can't believe Anthony Edwards, because I always think of him as just the bald doctor.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah, he made his mountain of money for in ER.
Yep. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
A couple Thanksgiving stories. A story about your pets, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy day. It's Tuesday, 8:38 in the morning. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. We podcast this whole show every day, and you can find it at RadioAlice.com or wherever you find your podcast. But we also do a show called The Secret Show. A couple days a week, we do like an extra half hour to an hour show where we answer people's questions and give them bad advice.
And also tell stories about ourselves that we probably shouldn't share.
That we would never tell on these airwaves.
That is so true.
That's right. And it's a secret because none of us is allowed to reveal any of our... Listen, people go, oh, you're not supposed to tell anything from The Secret Show. No, we only protect our secrets. From these airwaves.
Well, you don't have to say that so emphatically. I mean, maybe they could tell us stuff without having heard that.
We won't reveal your name. But you can write to us, and if you have any kind of question, you want to hear your friends from the radio bat it around for you. You know, we don't come into it with any preconceived notions. You can send it to Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. But check out our secret show and our whole show, regular show podcasts, at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Luxury Loungers.
Ooh.
At Century Roland Plaza in Novato.
Yeah. And you guys will be there this Sunday from 5 to 7.
P.M., yes.
That, and by you guys, I mean Yuzette and Hooman.
That's right. Come join us.
So I'll begin with a Carlsbad woman. This story out of San Diego. A Carlsbad woman and her Oceanside gun instructor.
Oh,
were found guilty yesterday of conspiracy to commit murder in what authorities have said was a botched murder-for-hire plot targeting her now ex-husband, who was shot but survived.
Oh.
Diana Lovejoy, age 45, collapsed after hearing she'd been convicted of a conspiracy charge as well as attempted murder. The photos of her are her passing out.
Well, yeah.
Right there in the court.
She thought she was going to get away with it. And she would have, too, if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Many in the courtroom gasped when she fell, and her family members started sobbing and asking someone to help her.
Yeah, she wanted to be a murderer, so no.
The judge cleared the courtroom so she could receive medical attention. They're saying she was taken to the hospital, wheeled out on a gurney, and court resumed. The same jury also found co-defendant Weldon McDavid Jr., age 50, guilty on all counts and allegations, including attempted murder. His family watched as he closed his eyes and put his head in his hands and cried. I guess she's facing at least 25 years to life in prison.
And he was the one who actually
fired
the...
He's facing 50 to life.
Good.
And they'll
See
be sentenced
later.
On December 12th. I guess the Lovejoy and the person who was shot, Mulvihill, were 2 years into a heated divorce, a fierce custody battle over their young son, a legal fight that included allegations of abuse and drug use. It was drawing to a close with shared custody and an agreement that Lovejoy would pay Mulvihill $120,000.
Oh, boy.
That payment was due weeks after he was shot. She didn't want to share custody, and she didn't want to give $120,000 to her husband.
So she gave up her own life.
So she tried to have him killed.
Wow.
Who had the drug use? The husband
or Yeah, who
wife?
Were the allegations against?
Let me see if I have that.
But because if it was her...
So did she have a relationship with this firing gun instructor?
Yeah.
Because... The question is whether the expert gunman did it as a $2,000 hired hitman or whether he was simply trying to shoot out... I don't have
that. Yeah, what's
that.
His defense? Is he saying she said she was being attacked? And I mean, I'd make up anything to try to get out of that.
This story needs further research. It came across my desk like
Still,
5
though,
minutes
holy
ago,
cow.
And it's absolutely riveting.
Yeah.
As you just go, she went to have the guy killed over some money,
right?
And the father actually getting to see his kid,
right?
Just didn't want to do it.
Yeah. I think it comes down to that money. Just, you know, like they'd hammered it out. They'd gone through 2 years battling it out in court. They figured out what their custody arrangement was going to be. And then the judge is like, and you got to come up with $120,000 for this. And she went, you know what? I'll pay this guy $2,000. Keep my $118,000 and just kill this dude.
I see this on the ID channel every day.
Oh.
48 hours, the deadline, date lines.
Yeah. So sayonara to both of them.
Check this out. Using a burner phone Lovejoy bought, this is the woman.
Yeah.
They called the husband and pretended to be a private investigator on the night of the shooting. They told the husband that he would provide evidence showing that he was abusive and that he would leave the evidence on a pole along a dirt path near Rancho Santa Fe, which is a rich part of Carlsbad or Encinitas area. There was no such evidence.
But the guy went there, so there he is
alone.
Well,
it was such a sketchy phone call that it lured him to the dark spot. I don't know. I guess that's when they shot him.
So they lured him away to make it look like it was just a mugging or something, huh?
Man, I want to read. I got to read more on that. I'll come back to you guys. I didn't realize it was going to be so layered.
It'll definitely be on the ID channel at some point.
Exactly. Well, give it 6 months.
Just the picture of her laid out at the desk in the courtroom. Look at her.
Oh boy, she collapsed.
There's a deputy like trying to hold her up. Well, she went down.
She's a bad person. You know, that's a person that, you know, no matter how you feel about him now, you loved him at one point, and killing him because it's making your life inconvenient doesn't seem like the way.
Well, you would think, and this is just crazy talk, but that as parents of that child, the last thing you want is that child to go through that kind of heartbreak. Mm.
Well, now the child is parentless.
Right.
Well, actually, he's not. He's going to go to the dad. I forgot the guy lived.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness he lived. Jeez.
Our human.
Oh, our human.
Goes
in the news?
To between 2 and 3 lunches a day,
oh,
depending.
Sure. Yeah,
that's true.
We often hear about.
I don't know how you say so svelte.
A string of lunch meetings.
I have my early lunch, my middle lunch, and my late lunch.
So the question is, how many Thanksgivings does he go to?
Oh, that's
just
interesting.
Just one.
Oh, what
is it with your American family?
You know, they've kind of.
moved on. People get married, and we had 35 years with them.
And the elderly
they broke
couple,
up with you?
No, the elderly couple. Didn't one of them die?
No, they moved to a old folks home.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Outside Rockland, I think.
Oh.
So we have, you know, my mom. She's a badass accountant. She's got a lot of clients. And one of the clients invited us over their home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, where do they live?
Hillsborough.
All right. Of course.
Hillsborough.
So wait, your mom's not retired?
She retired for a year, and then we were going for a walk, and she looked at me, and she goes, I am so bored. I said, do you want me to make some calls? And she was like, yeah.
Oh.
So
did you find her just like a few private clients?
Yeah, she was able to. I mean, she knows a lot of people. She used to work for KPMG. You know KPMG?
Not really.
You know Price Waterhouse is?
Yes.
Okay, so it's Price Waterhouse, KPMG. Remember, there's Arthur Anderson.
Yeah.
You know Deloitte and Touche.
Yeah.
These are the big accounting firms. She used to work for KPMG, so she's pretty connected in that world. And she reached out to a couple people, and then you know I reached out to a couple people, and she does a few things here and there.
Isn't that wonderful?
Stay busy.
You got to stay busy.
So one dinner with some people you don't know.
No, I mean, we spent Thanksgiving with them last year. Listen.
Oh.
How's the house?
Oh, my God.
Take pictures this year.
The attention to detail this woman puts into her home in Hillsborough is unfriggin' believable.
Ask to see her private retreat space.
There, you know how there are people.
Studio and treehouse.
You know I thought that was the bathroom.
There's people who specialize in place settings.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
She brings those people over her home.
Oh, so it's fab. How many people are at this Thanksgiving dinner?
Maybe last year there was like 13.
Oh,
but there was a problem with the you know her like Viking oven.
Oh,
and
shame.
I had like. 3 Thanksgivings last year. I had just to go from place to place. So I stayed for 4 hours. The oven finally came on, but it was another like 2 hours to prepare the meal.
I think I remember this story.
Yeah. So I had to get the hell out of there. But this year, we know the oven's going to work. Uh-huh. The place settings are going to be spectacular.
Please take a
what
picture
of the place
settings.
What is this person's title?
Mayor of her house.
I think,
wife of Hillsborough.
Yeah, she's
the Real Housewives.
Yeah,
Hillsborough.
She must have been mortified that her
oven
was not working properly.
Oh, well, of all the days, right?
Thanksgiving.
It's probably not used throughout the year, so the one time she goes to it, right?
Pilot lights out.
I think she has a chef. Oh. I think the woman has a chef.
So right. The chef sabotaged the...
No.
The chef was there to cook.
There was a whole team for 13 of us.
Right.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Goodness.
Boy, I can't wait to hear.
Well, according to a new survey, Americans will go to more than one Thanksgiving... The average person will go to more than one Thanksgiving dinner this year.
That's true.
Yeah.
Is that you guys too, or is that just
me? Well, we're
going
to have our little family one, and then we got invited to another place.
So you're going to go to both, right?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I will have two. I will have one here.
Uh-huh.
As in at this station.
Oh, then I'm having
three,
because the Whole Foods Market is going to bring us Thanksgiving.
Does that count?
Yeah,
so. Oh, my God, it totally counts.
My Thanksgiving with you guys here in the morning.
Oh, that's so sweet.
We should all go around the room and say what we're thankful for.
I love that idea.
I love that.
And then I have the one at home that I'll have. So it'll be two.
I thought you were going to go to your mom's
house.
Well,
I haven't decided, but wherever I go, it'll be the
one.
It'll just be
the one.
I don't know.
We
haven't had
to know.
There hasn't been a lot of time for anything right now.
Can you let us know what you decide tomorrow?
I absolutely had to go surfing yesterday. I could not have a family meeting about what plans are coming up.
I'd like to tease one of the things I'm thankful for, and then I'll say it again when we go around the table.
Okay.
I'm thankful that we're now a part of Entercom.
Oh, good.
Well, not till Friday.
Not till Friday.
On Friday, I'm thankful
for
that.
I think we need to.
Good job, Hooman. That wasn't in the script,
I
Michael.
I will say that.
Yeah, that was all Hooman, not
he
us.
He went off script.
Hey.
And Vaughn, edit that out.
No. Yeah, please.
He really can't say that?
I don't think we're supposed
to say anything.
I don't
think so.
I thought you could have said that, buddy, so I'm with you.
Thank you.
Seems to me like it's
well,
pretty
been
well
said,
common
so
knowledge.
We're all still alive.
Well,
no lightning
has
struck
been
us.
Public knowledge.
The
it's
average
been
Thanksgiving
over.
Dinner will have 9 or 10 people. About a quarter of people will go to a Friendsgiving dinner.
Oh, adorable.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do. Like, especially if you're a single person, you live somewhere, you're not close to family, then you know, some the orphans. You gather the orphans.
Right.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I the Strays.
Probably yep, still call exactly. that Thanksgiving dinner, but okay.
What are you going to do, Yuzi?
We're going to go to breakfast with one of John's kids, Johnny Jr., and then his family. And then John and I will just have some food at home.
Oh. Are you going to do a turkey? Or
no.
You...
It's too big.
Just a nice dinner.
Yeah. I'm not sure what, though. I haven't decided exactly what I'm going to cook.
Make those, what are those, the enchiladas or something?
Oh, last year we had tamales.
Oh, that's right. Make those.
I ordered those. I'm not going to make them.
Oh.
It takes like a dozen women to make those.
Oh.
Whole assembly line.
Wow. Mm.
On the Thanksgiving theme, Stovetop just launched a brand new product. You know, Stovetop stuffing. They're called Thanksgiving Dinner Pants.
Oh, are they like a stretchy waistband?
They've got
I need
a big, expandable waistband. They look like maternity pants.
Do they have like turkeys and stuffing embroidered all over
them? I haven't looked them up, but they're only $20.
Look them up. I got to
shipping
see these.
Is free if you want some Stovetop.
Do they say Stovetop stuffing across your butt?
They say Stovetop on the side, like on the pocket on the left side.
It needs to be. It's like those, you know, those juicy sweatpants. It needs to say stuffing across your butt. You could just wear them out to Black Friday the next day. Stuffing.
I don't even want to say what that. It sounds like an invitation.
Does it?
Or doesn't it?
Is it more of a descriptor?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You guys have to go watch After the Show series of Stranger Things. They interview all of the cast and the directors in the 5-episode series. I did notice that the Pixar guy directed a few of those.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if he's in any. I've only watched two of those after the Strangers or even Stranger Things or whatever the thing is called. Stranger Talk.
Some insight for Vinny as to where the show is headed. It's called Beyond Stranger Things on Netflix.
It actually automatically starts playing after the final episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's right on there. You can find it if you want to.
707 says, Sean Penn could have been the Hulk.
Oh.
He would have been great
been a
at
good
that.
Hulk. It is so funny. In one of the ads that they're showing now for this new Avengers or whatever the name of it is, you know, Mark Ruffalo is the Hulk. And when they show the Hulk looks over at the camera, and it looks like Mark Ruffalo, you know? But
yeah,
it's just so funny to see it because he's so... Angry Mark Ruffalo.
Anyway, we got a break. I'll come back after these with the rest of your texts.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.